This Sunday. Side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them. Here! Relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! Yeah. Mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil! All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and live feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go ride on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
Yes, oh, all the incense and peppermints that you can find in your life. You've tuned in to the one and only Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, with your host Ray Guarino and Chris Switzer. Chris!
Can you hear me, Ray? Am I there?
Yes, you are.
Well, good.
And you get, everybody gets bonus points if they know what the words are to that song, because it's kind of cryptic for a lot of folks, but, you know, that's why we play.
Incense and Peppermints by Strawberry Alarm Clock?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I never really tried to diagnose those lyrics. I never tried to look inside them. I guess I have to play the record backwards or something along those lines.
To get
the full effect.
Just that first chorus is good sense, innocence, crippled mankind. Dead kings, many things I can define. Occasions, persuasions, clutter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time. It's real kind of 60s, you know?
Yes, and probably would have some sort of meeting if you were on some sort of...
mushrooms.
Mushroom. Cooked banana peels or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're off in a cloud of indecision once again, right here on this Sunday afternoon, annoying the automotive world, three listeners at a time. This is Motormouth Radio.
Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah. Are we taking calls?
We are.
We're talking to ourselves today, and we're taking your calls at 516-572-7440. I can dig it, man.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Very cool.
And if you're not here listening to us somewhere, where you should be is at St. Anthony's High School in South Huntington, where the Centurion Cruisers and the Police Surgeons Benevolent Association is doing their car show today, right now as we speak. That's right. That's right. You may want to go check that out.
Oh. Yeah.
And we do have a call.
Nice!
Yeah, let's do this. We'll go to the phones and we'll say, hi, caller, you're on with the Motormouths.
Good morning. This is John from Freeport.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, John.
I like the, what was it, electric company, the DJ or whatever, Righteous, Sightious, and Out of Sightious, and he would say, can you dig it? I knew that you could. But
right.
The reason I'm doing that, because I don't know if you know that the Echo thing is on, and it's not driving me crazy yet, but you're broadcasting with the big DJ Echo.
Ah, the big DJ Echo. That's interesting, because we're back in the studio. Chris can't hear you at all on the phone, which is great. But
I think he heard me, but do you understand what I'm saying? It's broadcasting in a... I'm getting a big echo here.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to be broadcasting in regular.
You're right, and I hear a bit of... I got a little echo in my headset, and I don't know why. So,
you know, because that's what's going out.
All right.
All right, guys. I'll call back in 20 minutes if it's not fixed.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was caller John letting us know that we're broadcasting with an echo, and I do hear an echo. And
yeah.
You didn't hear the phone.
No, didn't hear the phone.
Oh, but boy.
I love live radio.
Don't you?
This is fantastic. I love technology at its best here. It's wonderful. You know, you sound like you're in a gymnasium, but that's okay. That's okay.
And I'm in the studio.
It's just your basketball shorts don't match your tank top, but that's all right.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Well, yeah, we freeform it.
You can call 516-572-7440 if you'd like to talk directly to Ray.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you can say anything you want about me because I can't hear you.
Right. So anyway, what happened this week, Chris? Anything good with the you do any car work or polish up the fender?
Well, I got a little quandary this week. I'm having a bit of an issue with something that I'm finding very strange. I have a LeBaron. That LeBaron that I use basically as my grocery getter. What I've been doing with that car is I'm having an issue with it, with it starting or not starting. All right, do we have?
No, well, Kim came in and actually. No, I still hear a bit of an echo in the headphones. You have to talk to actually test it.
Yeah, you sound better.
Okay. We're going to test it on the fly. Kim is on the
job. Alrighty, I like doing that. So anyway, I'm going to tell you my dumb story. So I get in the LeBaron, I go get the key, and it goes dink, and that's it.
Interesting.
It just goes dink, and then I stop, and I go and do it again. It goes dink, and then I stop, and I do it again. It goes rum, 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 and then the solenoid engages, and the starter starts, and the car runs.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I have a starter solenoid that's sticking, I guess you could say, because it's not engaging.
Was it common? Was it constant, or just that one time?
No, it's been happening. It's been happening multiple times. I don't know whether if I use the car more, it happens less. But now you get to that point where you can't really trust the vehicle.
Right.
So I have to. I'm contemplating either swapping out the solenoid and keeping the starter motor itself, or just swapping out the starter. Or I was even thinking of something else.
What else?
I was actually thinking of purchasing a used starter.
Okay.
You know, a couple of years back, I had an issue with an alternator on the Explorer, where my alternator was going bad on the police truck.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, all right, I have to go get an alternator. Alternators are like hundreds of dollars. So I found a used police alternator.
Oh, that's a score.
At like 75, I think it was like 75, 80 bucks. Bought it, threw it in, worked fine. I was actually talking to an individual while I was talking to a mechanic. I was mounting some tires, and we were talking back and forth, and he had said to me, he says, there's no way you can get an alternator, swap out an alternator for $80. He says, there's no way. I says, that's what I did. I said, I went on eBay. I found someone that had a wrecked police Explorer that was selling an alternator, 80 bucks, delivered to the house, swapped it out, job done.
I have a story I'll tell you later about a Toyota alternator that I just had to change and backs up that the high cost of what you were saying. It's ridiculous.
But it's so funny because he actually tried to beat that price. We were waiting for tires to get mounted. So we were sitting there talking to each other. He actually got on the phone and started calling people and talking back and forth and trying to figure out a good number. And he says, I can't beat that price.
No.
Anyway, so now I'm fast forwarding. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Let me just get a used starter for the car.
Okay.
If I go for a solenoid, it's going to cost 50 bucks. If I go for a remanufactured starter, it's going to cost over 100, maybe close to two. So I'm thinking, let me just go get a used one. What's the big deal? And I've seen them for as low as 50 bucks, and they're out of running vehicles. Just swap it out. What's the big deal? So I think I'm going to go that route because this is a car. This is not a car that I use regularly,
right?
But it's also a car I'd like to trust. You know, so I'm like, you know what? I could buy a used solenoid and try and finagle it onto the starter, but I'm like, I don't have time.
What about, did you go over your connections and stuff?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I did go over the connections first. I should have mentioned that. You know, it's so funny.
Yes.
It's so funny.
don't pay attention to what's going on in the studio.
I didn't think it was that funny.
Oh, we did.
No, it's so funny how there are a lot of the rudimentary things that one does before they figure the part needs replacing. And in this business of ours, we should mention those things. Yeah, it's a good idea to slide under the car if you have a starter issue and check for the simple issues first.
Of course.
And yeah, I did. I went and grabbed hold of the wires and I went and tried to pull them and tug on them. You gave them the wiggle test and everything was safe and secure. Not a problem. So now it comes down to component replacement. But yeah, I should have mentioned that I had already did that first. That was already done. Ooh, that was pretty sonic.
Yeah,
so yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. I'm at a quandary whether I should make choices, whether I should just get a solenoid, pop my starter out, swap out the solenoid, drop it back in, or should I just go get a used one and swap it out?
That's a Mitsubishi gear reduction starter, I think.
I think.
I just worked on the LeBaron at the shop, the 83. And it's a Mitsu motor. I had a rebuild carburetor. And it has a Mikuni carburetor. And yeah, I'm sure it has a Japanese starter. Although I didn't, thankfully, have to touch that.
No, well, it's you're probably right, because that's what I have. It's really that. You sound good on this end.
You sound great.
Thanks. Too bad, phone call.
I know. Well, I want to tell you something. See, now I hear myself. This is like when I was hearing myself in delay. It's just as bad. I hear myself in echo, which is terrible.
Yeah. It is terrible.
I had an issue just this week. And it was another one of those things of what was the last thing you touched.
Sure.
I had bought a dual USB jack for my FJ. And it goes right into a blank switch plate on the console.
Great.
Two wires. Positive ground. Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
I hooked it up. There was no instructions in this thing. So I had a choice. I could hook it up to a positive key off source or a key on source. So I want to go to the key off source first so I can have it. Okay. Hooked the thing up, going to the house for about an hour or two. We came out, we're going to go to dinner. I hit the key, and now it clicked, and then click, click, click. I'm like, what the heck? What was the last thing you touched? I put this USB thing in, so I disconnected because it was right there on the dash. When I got my jump pack, started the car. We go to dinner, everything's fine. Drove home, no problem. So you took the jump pack with you to the restaurant. Absolutely.
Yes, good.
So then the next day, I go out and I bring the scanner and I bring a Fluke meter and I start looking at voltages. And I said, I have battery voltage, and with the truck running, it was charging. I said, all right, I do have charge. Now the battery, I put it in December, and it was a brand new Interstate Megatron, five-year battery. I went for the good one. And I hooked the meter up, shut the car off, and watched the voltage drop a couple tenths. And said, no, it shouldn't be doing that. I have a feeling it's a battery issue. So I went down to Interstate, took the battery out, and the fellow load tested it and said, yeah, the battery is bad. I'll give you a new one.
Really?
And I said, so it wasn't the last thing I touched, although that's exactly what it looked like it would be, right?
Right. I would totally have wagged my index finger at you and said, Raymond?
Right. So then what I did is subsequently I re-hooked it up. And I use these things called fuse taps, which are really cool. You pull a fuse out of the box, you put the tap in, and then there's two fuses that go in. One for the original circuit, one for the new circuit. And that's your power. And I hooked it up now to a key on switch so that it's only active when the key is on. Unlike this Echo, which is on all the time. Oh, well, that takes it away because, yeah, now I don't hear it at all. Say something, Chris.
Oh, of course.
but now I don't hear Chris.
Right. Of course.
Living the dream here at Motormouth Radio and watching technology get repaired while a show is going on.
So I was able to fix that, but the bigger question is, why did a battery that was only in a vehicle for 8 months fail, you know, when it's on a five-year cycle? That's the real question. And I don't know.
It's the truth.
I don't know.
You don't have to laugh. Talk about failure. I got to talk about failure for 1 second. I have, and that's not automotive at all.
You mean like this show, like we're doing.
like what we're doing now.
Right.
I have a power washer that I purchased about 2 years ago, and I used it on one job. Mm-hmm. One job. So then I took it, and I needed to bring it over and use it on another job 2 years later.
Right.
Right. So we're out of warranty. We're out of guarantee at this point. But it's a brand new power washer with only one job under its belt.
Yes.
So now I go, I use it a second time. I clean a driveway with it, and everything is fine. It runs perfectly. So then I'm going to use it for job number three. I'm going to clean a deck with mm-hmm. it. So I'm cleaning the deck. I get barely finished with it before the power washer goes, chum, stops.
Really?
Dead.
This is an electric power washer?
I checked there's a pack on the plug that has a fusible link.
Okay.
So you could check to see if it works, and it does. It's drawing power.
Yeah.
It's drawing power to the unit, so you know that that's all correct, basically.
Right.
So now I'm thinking to myself, let me try and troubleshoot this with maybe like going on Google and figuring out.
Okay.
Maybe Dr. Google can figure this out. Sure. So, of course, there's a number of troubleshooting electric power washers online. So mm-hmm. I go right for the first one. And, of course, you know what it says, mm-hmm. which makes me berserk. It does this. It says, well, check your extension cord. Well, of course I'm going to check the extension cord first.
The obvious. Yeah, always check the obvious.
And then it says, check your outlet. Make sure you didn't blow a fuse.
Yeah.
Go to another outlet. Well, of course I'm going to do that.
Right.
I mean, these are the most asinine techniques that these people are offering as advice. It's check your brain for crying out loud.
But I think they have
to do these things.
Do you remember the story I told you a while ago about the snowblower that I had bought?
Now I can't hear you.
Now you can. Now Chris doesn't hear me.
Now I hear nothing.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Rob. Okay. Rob has just taken me off the show.
The echo went away, but now I lost my co-host.
What did you do?
He has subsequently just cut me away from the show.
Right,
Rob Leonard, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
We're working on
it. I hear you, Chris.
Yes, but he doesn't hear you, Rob.
That's probably good.
I'm losing space here. Although I am still speaking.
Yes, you are.
Which is nice to know.
Yes.
I'm still on the air. I'm on the air.
But you cannot hear us. Okay.
Oh, no. Chatting it up with you fine people here at Motormouth Radio. Wait a minute. I got some sound here.
Okay.
Now
good.
Okay.
Gotcha.
It's on the computer. It's so funny to watch everybody's mouth move at once, which is kind of cool.
You hear us now, though, right? Because the echo's back.
Thankfully, we're still able to see each other.
You don't hear us.
Right. I just switched it again.
Okay. Do you hear us now?
Yes. We're going to call this the troubleshooting show here.
You don't hear us now.
We have. Oh, now I can hear you again.
You can hear me again.
Yes, no, can you?
No, you can't. Okay, no, you can't.
How about now?
Now.
Get Rob away from the board.
No. The echo.
Get Rob away from the board.
Rob fixed the echo, but he got rid of you.
We can't do things at the same time.
I know. Yeah. Oh, boy.
It got rid of me.
Well, we're not going to have any listeners because they're not going to sit through the heavy echo that the show is producing.
Nope, can you hear me?
Now you can't hear me again. Okay.
We're
playing.
Ah, you're back. Yes.
Oh, now I'm back.
You're back. Now I hear you.
If you remember the story I told a while ago about my big, giant gas-powered Craftsman snowblower.
I was going to say, be nice.
And it has an electric start. And when it was new, I plugged it in, and I had trouble. The electric start didn't work. So I brought it back like three different times for service. And every time they said we couldn't find anything wrong with it. And really what was wrong was I was using a brand new extension cord to plug into the snowblower, and it didn't let the prongs connect all the way. Although it felt like it was seated, it wasn't, because when I used an old extension cord, it just plugged right in, and boom, the thing started. So, again, the obvious was definitely the problem.
No, you're right. But when you see four different articles on troubleshooting, that's not troubleshooting. That's called common sense. That's not troubleshooting. I'm sorry. Well, there's a difference. There's a difference between troubleshooting and plain old common sense.
But troubleshooting is based in common sense, because you use common sense to come to that determination of what the problem is. So, you know, there's a gray area of argument here.
I removed the extension cord from the equation and plugged it into different outlets.
Right.
And automatically. The funny thing is, I don't know whether it's, you know, I always try and think of myself as a little bit better than the average person. I always try to. I fail miserably at times, but I always try to think that. So when you have something, an electrical appliance that does not work, you're obviously going to unplug it from where you are and plug it somewhere else. I mean, to me, that's the first thing you do. You check your electrical connection, check your power source. Yeah, sometimes we're going to jump the gun, like you had said with the snowblower. You're going to jump the gun a little bit. And you know what? I always chuckle when I do that, and I've done it before, where you skip the painfully obvious, and the painfully obvious is the problem.
Right.
So in this case, it's not.
Did you go further with it?
Well, no, that's the problem, because that's where it stops. Think. That's where the troubleshooting stops at that point.
All right.
Now you've just wasted my time.
All right. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break.
All righty.
So, do we have it on Group of the Hour?
Yes, we do.
What is it?
If you're ready for it.
I'm ready for it. I'm going to play some long stuff here if we have to.
Okay. Well, there is a Motorhead Radio on a Group of the Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you've actually went ahead and junked a vehicle.
Right.
You sent it off to the scrapyard, just like this show.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tallied up the cost of repairs and realized that they were double what the car was worth or what this show is worth? Have you determined that a car you've used on a daily or quasi-daily basis was unfit to have to give to another owner, just like unfit to give to another listener of the show? Are you tired of hearing the wife complain that the car is sunk halfway in the mud in the front lawn? Well, if you're satisfied knowing that you will be the last owner of this vehicle, watching the wrecker drive away with the rusted Al Hulk that used to be your car, then you're part of the Motormouth Radio on Group of the Hour.
Excellent.
And, yes, I was the last owner of only one car in my automotive career, but I'm sure I was the second to last owner of many different vehicles and one radio show.
All right. Well, with that in mind,
take your break.
We're gonna take this console apart, and we'll be back with more Motormouth Radio as soon as we get this thing fixed. So keep it where you got it on 90.3 WHPC. This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CARSTAR Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Limbrook and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop will fix your car. CARSTAR Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. All repairs include the CARSTAR Lifetime Nationwide Warranty, ensuring that the experts at Celebrity Chase Collision are always on your side.
Y si hablamos español.
More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.
You're listening to the Motor Mouth.
Oh.
You know them.
So nice talking to you guys. I miss you.
You love them.
I heard you talking about us, so I thought I'd call in.
Motor Mouth!
You want to serve dinner to them.
How you doing, guys? Sorry to interrupt. How are you, Ray? Chris is the sharpest drill bit, right?
This is the first time that I'm actually listening live and working on a car.
Our trained staff of two will help.
I'll call you back when I have the solution.
Thanks a lot, guys. That definitely points me in the right direction.
No, hold your breath. I hope you're sitting down.
Motor Mouth!
A tornado of urban legend and BS.
No,
I'm not going to wax my Johnson. I'm going to wax my Evan Root.
As always, you are consummate professional.
When I listen on my laptop, I got to keep that thing screaming. I don't mean to blow you up on the airwaves.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Obviously, I call wrong number by accident.
I want you all to know, sometimes I don't even wear pants.
I have no clue, and I can't hit it with a hammer to fix it.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
So I got to give you guys a call and talk to you.
Motor Mouth!
I'm in the car now.
They're going to talk about working on cars, but not going to work on yours.
There is no answer, and it makes you think, and I like the things that make you think.
What are you doing here?
I'm on break.
Okay, good. So are we.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHBC.
Motor Mouth, GTO and Pontiac, come on. These pussycats are tame when you own one. But if you say go sick 'em, your tiger understands and you'll go riding round in your Pontiac. Driving's a joy with a cat so alive, riding round in your Pontiac.
An Asian proverb says, he who rides tiger often winds up inside one. American version, he who even looks at tiger often ends up inside one. If it's a genuine Pontiac tiger, like the GTO or Le Mans, these tigers have beautiful individual markings and a range of dispositions, from high-spirited to absolutely ferocious. So if you haven't priced a tiger lately, check the ones at your Pontiac dealers before the sun goes down.
You are listening to Motormouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D, a.k.a. the Vultures of Automotive Culture, coming your way every Sunday right here on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC from 12 noon to 1 p.m. These guys know their stuff. You got a problem with your car? Call in and the Motormouths will help you with the solution in a very informative and sometimes comical way. Every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., you can also check them out at MotormouthRadio.com.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 5 for 2 hours of Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 5. On Revelations, right here on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
All right, we're back. Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer. We're working through our difficulties here and actually playing that little choppy slide thing on the 60s guitar. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Ray, how do I sound?
You sound marvelous, my friend.
Oh, thank you, and so do you. You sound marvelous as well.
And now I am back without the echo in my headphones that was driving me crazy. Yeah, wow. We were working through some crazy... And of course it happens. How do you diagnose a live show unless you're live to do it? And that's what we were doing. Literally diagnosing problems. Rob, Kim, we had guys in here on ladders. They were unscrewing things, taking boards out. There was wires flying.
Don't worry, no one's listening now. I think we chased them all away, which is...
Right. I think so. Well, I know Dougie's listening.
Par for the course.
I know Doug at the UD is listening. And all that good stuff.
Let's see if we can get him back. 516-572-7440. We're off like a herd of turtles.
Yes. So, again, just to recapitulate here with your issue on your LeBaron.
Yes.
Like I said, connections. If you're not getting, a starter to work with the key, you have to look at everything in between, of course. And, you can do things with a test light. You could put a light on the solenoid terminal of the starter and then activate the key and see if it lights. And you can take voltage readings and do things. But it's hard with one person to do that, because you got to be on top of the car, on bottom of the car.
Well, this is where, we always talk about my technique of handling things. I have to just get this to work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. All right.
Get it to work. There are times, and this is something that old age treachery, which overcomes youth and skill every time, will always tell you that sometimes you just have a certain limited amount of time throughout your day to get it to work.
Right. Exactly.
So, and now you have to think, what is worth more, your time or your money? And by mind you, these do sway back and forth. These values. Sometimes you have all the time in the world, you don't have the cash. And sometimes you have the cash, but you don't have the time. Sometimes you have none. Sometimes you have both.
Very true.
But in this case, I'm a little constrained when it comes down to the time. So yeah. I have to use my technology in the head that I have, in that gymnasium that's going on where there used to be a brain, mm-hmm. and I have to say, all right, I got to figure this out. I got to figure this out now, and got to figure it out soon, and I got to get this done. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to try and dump this out as best we can. And mind you, simple problems. These are not big, huge, earth-shaking problems here. This is just a simple thing. But it's just a matter of, a lot of times, you don't get what you need from the internet. You have to take that leap of faith and go into diagnosis on your own.
Well, back to the pressure washer.
The pressure washer is going to go out the second floor window.
Okay.
No, because that's just annoying. I have to now pull that apart. But I can't. I don't have the time. So that gets put into project mode. Because now that's just a project. Now, mind you, these are the things, and you have billions of them. You have these projects that you're like, I'll get to that one day when I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
One day would have nothing to do.
Well, let me ask you this. The pressure washer, just because I just want to kind of follow up on this. Is it one of those like K Archer type machines that they sell at Home Depot or Lowe's?
Yeah, it looks like a vacuum cleaner with wheels.
That's the one. Okay. I will tell you from personal experience, not mine, but my neighbor's, because I see his garbage all the time. he's gone through about four of them.
Really?
Yeah, over the years. And I think what it is, it's just that type of machine, the brand, and the build quality, and so forth, so on and so forth. I think sometimes they just give up the ghost. And
I wouldn't be surprised.
That may not be, you may be, now you can do the electrical test, and that's what I would do to see if you're getting, where you're getting power. And it's nice to have some kind of a schematic or a print to see what that block does. It may just be like a circuit isolator. But it could just be that the motor failed or winding opened, which I think is pretty common with those because they're not really heavy duty, robust. You know, they are. They're homeowner machines and they're made to be used for. I was going to buy one just for casual use, so I don't have to drag my gas powered one out of the basement all the time because that thing is a monster. You know.
Yeah.
So,
I totally agree. I would like to get a gas powered one. But it's like you say, you have to store it.
Well, yeah. And what happened is the first couple of years I had it, I drained it and I flushed it like usual because it's a manifold. The pump has to be empty of water. And I kept it in the shed. And the next year, one of the brass fittings split. It, you know, just cracked with no water. I mean, there might have been a little bit, but I figured what was left would evaporate. And that happened to me at least twice. And the fittings were like $30 a shot. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm putting money in this thing every year. Why? Because, you know, because I stored it correctly. So I said, I'm going to take it, and I put it in the basement. Let me store it where it's warm. And now I haven't had a part failure. But now I'm not so anxious to take it out because I got to lug it up the basement steps. You know, it's a big Mama Luke. It's a big, you know, Honda motor, and it's, you know, it's a heavy. But the thing, you know, you could take it on a job site if you had to.
Sure, I love those.
Yeah, it's a good machine.
Yeah, and I have power washer envy with some of my neighbors, so I understand.
Right,
but I just haven't had the chance to go and get one. So I went and got this one, you know, out of a big box store, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But now it's so funny because a lot of people would say, "Oh, it's broken. Let's throw it away." I have to now think like what we do. I have to and say, I have to figure out why this thing quit. But now it comes down to spending time. If you can't figure it out, then you've wasted time, but it's spending time to figure out how this thing works.
Right.
So yeah, so those are my quandaries. It's definitely quandary week this week.
I would go to the manufacturer's website and maybe even drop them a line and say, hey, listen, I have this machine and it did this. And do you have any idea? You know, you have any? And they probably won't be giving you a lot of help because it's electrical and they, you know, they don't want you electrocuting yourself and suing them. But they may be able to offer a troubleshooting guide or maybe, you know, a flow chart at least.
Right.
So you can determine when to throw it out.
Right. Check your right. extension cord.
Right.
Check your outlet.
Check the outlet.
Check your circuit breaker. Then move on to the next thing. You know, that's what it does. It moves on to the next thing. And you're like, wait a minute, that's it?
Well, that's a flow chart. Last week we were outside on a deck, and that was after the hurricane that wasn't. But we had a lot of rain last week.
Right.
And my wife said, hey, you know, the deck lights aren't on. They're not coming on. We plugged them into the outlet. They're not on. I'm like, wait a minute. I tried it myself. Didn't work. And I went over. I know that there's another outlet that powers this outlet that has a GFI. And the GFI had got damp and tripped. Once I pushed the button, the lights came on. She says, hey, they're working. I'm like, yeah, it was the outlet. So, all right. What we're going to do is we're going to go to the phones.
And say, welcome to the Home and Garden Show.
Yeah, we're going to go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouse.
Pet Show. Oh, yes. And Skewer Pet Show, no doubt.
Joe D.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, I obviously met your electrical system.
Yes.
Speaking of pet shows and dogs, what is that LeBaron? That's a 93 with a
Silva? It's a 93 with the
3.0. Oh, it's a
3.0 V6. Yeah, the Mitsu 6.
Okay, so they've been all been drinking at the same bottle when they decided to replace the... to place the electrical components, they're like, hey, this ought to screw them up real good.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, let's get one of those heavy-duty diagnostic tools like a Tesla out and a lovely assistant. And when what you got to do is you can find the starter relay, which if it comes to mind, that's an RY273 in standard. It's like one of those little black and gray relays. It sits right on the passenger on the driver's side shock tower on a bracket.
Or it's in the
box that says here's your starter relay, stupid, right on the cover. And you just pop that out. Or you can pop that. Then stick a test light, make sure that there's battery power, and then when you hit the key, does the test light light up on one of the terminals? Which is probably 85 or 86.
Yeah, 86.
We were working on Johnny's Duster one day that basically Chrysler had the same method to their madness over at the UD. And that's what turns out being. And we could say, wow, there's no signal to the relay.
Right.
And then I would try to keep the solenoid to myself because that usually you end up having to buy a complete starter.
Right.
Because
That's right, very true.
That was the same way, Joe, the same thing I had to go through on the Grand National to diagnose the cooling fans not coming on. I was probing the relay, and the same thing, you know, 30 is power, 85 is ground, and then 86, 87, those are your accessory terminals. So, yeah, you got to just, you know, you look it up if you're not familiar with it, and then you just got to, you know, get in there with a, and you can do it with a test light. And by just jogging those things and making the relay work, because I was going to use the power probe and I didn't have it with me. So I used. I made the test light as an impromptu power probe. I had supply power and I had it supply ground. And just by doing that, I think I just jogged the relay enough where it started working. And then you know what?
Yeah, you can smack it.
We replaced
it. It's not that expensive. You can stack the relay and that jogs the contacts. Wake up, school nurse, come on.
Right.
Here you go.
And we did replace it anyway, just out of say. I said, you know what, let's replace it. Now that we know what it is, let's replace it because it can stick again, and this way,
sure.
Yeah, we'll start with a new one. So,
Joe, that's great advice. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a really cool thing. That's a Bosch-style relay. You know, we're talking with the 85, the 86, and the 87, you got those testers, right? I think Lyle.
Yes,
that
that's correct.
Boxo connectors. There, you plug it. You plug it in. You flip the switch. You watch the funny little light twinkle.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you are right. That is true.
But you need a lovely assistant or a really long arm.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if it's power windows, hopefully the power window works.
Right.
Or You don't want to open the door. You don't want to open the door because in case a stiff wind comes by, that's going to hurt.
Right.
Right. Or I need an assistant, a lovely assistant with a very long arm.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
The funny thing is, I think I have a couple of those relays in stock.
Oh, good. You could do a plug and play replacement. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Bring a Class B fire extinguisher.
Right. For electrical fires.
Now the Class C is for liquid fires.
Right. Exactly.
Actually, it's
Joe.
I think Class.
I love the fact that you brought this show out of the mud. Thank you so much.
Mud.
You make it legitimate all the time.
And I'll tell you something. You know, Joe and I had the pleasure yesterday of being able to get up to the UD to see Doug, and I had to return some high technology, some of the highest magnitude. We had three scanners that they had lent me to work on at Grand National that were all like circa 1981. And the beauty of it is, you know, these things, you can make fun of them all you want, but when you need it, there's nothing else that's going to do the trick. You got to use these ancient LCD. Yeah, exactly. And we got to spend some time with Doug, and actually we kind of did a show at the UD. I wish we would have had a microphone because it would have qualified. It would have been better than the first half of this one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But true, we need the we got to use the dump button a lot, but that works.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good.
Joe, you sound great, my brother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's the second good. Day with the new teeth.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They set very well. It's very good.
All right. Let's know how you make out with that. You know what I mean? Let's see about which fire extinguisher you end up using.
We'll keep you in the loop, Joe, as always. Don't worry.
As always. Yes, sir.
Stay looped.
Yes.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, right, Uncle Ivoonge.
We'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, man.
Be safe.
All right. So long.
Bye-bye.
That is the one and the only Joe D.
Always good to hear from a man that can solve every problem we throw at him.
You know, it's just so people can get a little primer if they didn't remember. Here's Joe.
Guys, we all know what new spells
never work.
That's right.
Boy, is that bitter, all. And then our favorite when it comes time for inspections, which I just went through. Oh, I have an inspection story. This was one of my other favorites.
No sticker for you!
Because your car is a piece of crap and it failed. Let me tell you something, Chris. My Impala was due for an inspection now in August. I brought it in on Friday.
Right. Now, mind you, what's the mileage on the Impala now? Let me guess.
Okay.
21,998.
You're very close. You're off by two digits.
What?
It was 22,994.
Oh!
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah, you're very close. So I bring it in, and the car is 25 years old now. Okay, it's made its classic vintage mark. So at 25 years old in New York State, your car now gets only a safety inspection.
Yes.
But I remember in the past when my GTO turned 25, when my Challenger turned 25, and when the Fiat turned 25, I went in and said, hey, I'm here for my $10 inspection instead of the 37, right?
Right.
Because it's safety only. And I was told, but you're not going to get it. What do you mean I'm not going to get it? Well, it's your car turned 25, but it's the 25th year. It has to be next year you get the $10. I was like, what?
What a chip.
So that's what I expected. All right, another $37 inspection. But I'll tell you the truth. I went in and inspected, and then they tell me, okay, 10 balloons. I'm like, what? So now I guess the state must have changed it because it did give me a $10 inspection. So I'm officially an old guy with another old car now. So, but I'll tell you this. The inspection machines are for cockta. These things are all messed up.
Why is that?
It never knows what my Fiat. Now, my cars are on the road and registered, so they scan the registration sticker. It's in the system, right? They're like, what kind of Fiat is this? It's a Spider. No, is there another name? Yeah, 124. Okay. And then they always have trouble with that. The GTO, they're flagging me, I can't do this. Why? Well, it says there's only five digits on the odometer. I'm like, well, right, there are only five digits. It's a 1965 Pontiac. The other day, the Impala wouldn't come up. Like, it wasn't, it came up as weight class B, 8,500 to 11,000 pounds.
Really?
No, it's not a truck. It wasn't coming up on this. There's just all sorts of just these stupid little errors that were not working. So, but another error that is working is this phone. So
thankfully.
Let's go back to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths, Ray and Chris.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Ray. Doug from the UD. How you doing, buddy?
Dougie!
What's up, Dougie? How are you, my brother?
How's everything in Connecticut, Chris?
Oh, nice and cold. Actually, not nice, but cold.
It's better than roasting like we've been doing for the last couple of weeks. So.
Hey, Doug, yeah, I gotta tell you, when I left UD yesterday, the thermometer in my truck said 91 degrees. As soon as we got outside, I didn't even get to 73. I was out by the pizzeria, and it was already down to 86. I'm like, damn, that place is hot.
That's why we call it climate control.
Yeah. By Lucifer.
Well, it was great to see you and Joe yesterday.
It's always
even better to hear Joe back on the airwaves today. So I had to call in. Joey, I know you're listening. What's up, brother?
You got that right.
Yes.
The show's going along good. I got a little static in the beginning, a little echo there.
Yeah, we were working through an issue here because, as things change at the station, now Rob is back in before us, and settings get, moved around and altered, and, this is working on the fly,
Exactly. You know what you got to deal with, but
right.
Just calling in to check in with you guys, make sure everything's okay, you're sounding good, another great show, and keep up the good work.
And, Doug, I got to tell you, there's something going on here. The curse is on me, and I had to apologize to everybody at the barbecue I went to yesterday because we were inside. I said, the rain, it's on me. I said, why? I said, because I was at the UD today. And I said, you know what? The last three times I went to the UD and drove home, it rained on me. And yesterday was no difference. As soon as I hit the Meadowbrook, it started to drizzle. When I hit Hempstead Turnpike, boom, it started coming down. So I don't know what it is, but it didn't rain on me by you, so that was good.
Well, it didn't rain inside the UD, not yet anyway.
No.
That would be a problem.
That keeps the wildlife dry, so it's nice.
Yeah. Well, I caught that little guy that was running around yesterday.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah, I got him after you left.
There was a little mouse that zipped by yesterday. And there was a bird. The last time there was a bird flying around. So you never know. There's a gazelle. I think there's a zebra on the second floor. I don't know. Catch all kind of crazy stuff.
What is it? Jumanji down there?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
You never know what's next.
Right. Yeah, see, Johnny with a horse head would be like, oh, boy. I'm out of here.
That's not out of the question.
I know.
Do what he say.
That's funny.
Yeah, good stuff.
Too much. But. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to the show.
All right,
Thanks
Doug.
Thanks much. And,
thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Take care. Nice talking to you guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
516-572-7440 is the phone number to get a hold of us here at Motor Mouth Radio. Right. We still have time to pick this show out of the mud.
A little bit,
This technological marvel we call this this radio show that is that's going to be replaced with an obscure gardening show any moment.
Right. So let's see. We talked about the inspection. I got that. We talked about the other thing, the last thing. You know, that Mikey T. dictum of the last thing you touched is always something we all live by.
Right.
We also live by this thing going off here. There's another phone. So let's go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Am I now? Ray.
Yeah.
John W.
Hey, Johnny, what's happening?
I told you. I've been listening, man. You guys are great.
Oh, thanks, John.
Are you happy in hysterics with the power washers, though? Oh, my God. I know the feeling. yeah. Parts cracking. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Yeah.
But
Really, can you just imagine you read this thinking you're going to get the seas are going to part. You're going to see the problem. Everything is going to be okay. And they give you this lame, stupid advice.
Yeah,
check your extension cord. It's like, check your own extension cord.
Yeah, the electric ones are like hair dryers, and like Ray said, the big one hauling it in and out is a pain in the butt.
Right.
So for convenience, but I'll share two pieces of advice for anybody that's got a gas powered end of the season. If you don't store it in a heated environment, go get some RV antifreeze, attach a hose to a funnel, and run it through the pump.
You know, John, I did that 1 year. I bought a can of stuff. It was like, it's kind of like,
saver.
It was like a foam and you inject it. And I still had a crack the next year. I was like, maybe we had all super cold winters. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? People don't pull the machine over.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
If the pump doesn't move, it ain't getting through the whole pump.
Right.
So, and the other piece that I'm going to add to that is the pump pistons, a lot of them are ceramic.
Oh, look at that.
So for those of you who are doing power washing and stopping to move deck furniture, don't let it run for more than about 30 or 45 seconds without shutting it off. Because even though the water recirculates to a point and there's a thermal release on it, it still heats up the ceramic pistons like Chernobyl. And then you pull the trigger, and you got all the cold, fresh water coming through.
Right.
And you know what glass and hot and cold are like. So,
Wow. Is that on the smaller machines, John, or the bigger ones?
On all of them. I can't say. Like, the one you were speaking of earlier with the Honda, I would imagine if it's a three-piston pump, they're all ceramic.
Uh-huh.
And
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, take a look.
So, Chris, that could be the thing. You might have just shattered the inside with the...
Yeah, you crack them. I have a buddy of mine who has a commercial cleaning business that was going through them, and I'm like, what are you doing to these things?
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd go to move stuff around, and the pistons heat up, like I said. And then he'd go back, and, you know, he goes, I keep losing pressure, and yada, yada, yada. Because, you blew a piston or, you know, part of...
Right.
The supporting mechanism to it.
Wow. And that's a catastrophic failure right there. You're done.
Yeah. And you know what? For the cost of the parts, it doesn't pay to rebuild them. I had a shed full of all his old ones and said, winter project, I'll throw them on the bench. I started looking up the part prices. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, right? I know. They don't
believe
it.
I believe it. And that's what this thing did, John. It just literally quit like someone shut it off. But the funny thing is, when you go to turn the on-off switch, the on-off switch feels like it's not connected to anything anymore. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
It feels like it's just moving around in the case. Like it's not connected. Like something's, it's like it's severed somewhere, which is really, I mean, it was all by itself in the corner running away. And then all of a sudden it just stopped. So I go to turn it off, turn it back on again. You expect to hear like a click, click, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's like stepping on a plum. You know, it's like turning mush.
Yeah,
so I don't know what it is.
Go with the electric ones. They're a completely different animal. There's a pressure sensor in it that when you pull the trigger and it senses a flow of water, that's when it kicks the motor in because it's not running when you release the trigger.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different animal. In fact, some of the ones, because of what I was saying with the ceramic pistons, they have them now where it actually has a clutch on it.
Uh-huh.
Another thing to break. But
then it kind of eases it in.
No, it doesn't, because it goes from, you know.
Oh, it's like an on-off clutch.
It's sort of like an air conditioning clutch. You're not easing it in if you're doing, you know.
Okay, yeah.
6,000 RPMs and you put the air conditioner on,
that ain't
easing it in, right? It's an instant on.
Well, on another note, I'll tell you something. I did buy two devices, one from Matco. Which is Macoman Brian hooked me up with this. It's you hook it up to Shop Air and it's a wand, and it has a tube on the bottom. You put into a like a pressure wash. You put that into a liquid source, and as you kind of bend the soft coupler on the wand, it lets the air come over the tube, causes the Bernoulli effect, brings the soap or whatever is the cleaner out of the container, and forces it out of the nozzle. Under some pressure, not as much as a pressure washer, but a lot more than out of a hose. And then I bought another device at Lowe's, which is a metal wand with a ball valve on it. And the same thing. You put it on the hose and you'll get, since it's got a small nozzle, it does increase the pressure at the tip. Again, not as much as a pressure washer, but for small projects around on the deck or the railing, that works pretty well too. So other options,
There ain't no substituting for the volume of, a 13-horsepower gas one, though.
No, then ask my neighbor about, like, what it cost to replace the shingles in the siding on his house because he blew it off.
I blew the Weber barbecue across the deck of mine once. Yeah. I didn't have the wheels locked, and it went...
It's great when you have little kids on trikes. You just like hit the back of the trike, zoom, they go flying. Yeah.
If it ain't locked down, it's moving.
Yeah, exactly. You got that right.
Don't try this at home. No. Don't try. Save your cards and letters. Don't try this at home.
Oh. All right, John.
That's funny. Guys, have a great afternoon. Love the show, and keep them coming.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, John.
So long.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Johnny's a guy I used to work with here at the job years ago. He's been retired for a long time. But talk about a wealth of knowledge. He's another one of those guys who can pretty much, you know, get anything fixed and accomplished. It's great to know.
A man we need to know more of.
Another go-to guy is right. Yes.
Yeah, here at the Motormouth Radio Home and Garden Show.
Hey, like it's the first time we've done that? No way. No way.
It's like what we always talk about. This show, because we are automotive enthusiasts, it covers a wide range of knowledge. And that's what I do love and I always appreciate. We never pigeonhole ourselves to just talk about one thing. We right. always move it around a bit. And it's always a lot of fun when we can do that.
Got that.
And actually get a response. Yeah. And actually get a response with anything.
Very true. Very true.
So yeah.
So, yeah, we're back on track. Next week, of course, we'll be doing a show live. And I actually have an old Ford drag racer lined up. Maybe I'll get him to call in. We'll see. I got to talk to him and see if we can do that. And then the following week is the Malba show. I know I'm going to be up there with Billy G. So you'll be hearing an old Malba show in its place. But, you know, we'll take care of that and everything will be cool. And if you want to come down and cross the bridge if you want to paddle across the strait, you're, you know, of course, always more than welcome to spend the day with me and the boys. So
yes, it sounds like a fun time.
Oh, it always is. You know, it's always good.
Of course. Of course, the Malba show is a great show.
Yeah.
I miss it. It is a great show. Yeah, we always have a good time there.
If they give you work release, maybe you can catch a bus or something. I don't know.
Man, I need some work release. That's for sure. The way these weeks have been going,
a nice little reprieve. There you go. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's for sure. Good. It sounds good. We're going to have maybe some guests, a lot more stuff, and we're going to be heading into the fall, heading into Labor Day, going into more stuff and more projects here at Motormouth Radio, and I'm looking forward to it. I got a bunch of them. We got a boatload of projects we're going to be talking about in the near future, so hope you all can stick around.
So what are we broadcasting to the guys in the parking lot waiting anxiously for us to leave? What do we tell them?
Don't follow us home and watch your pressure washer.
Got it. For Chris Switzer, Ray Guarino, Motormouth Radio, wrapping up another one. Stay tuned for Thunder Road. Kim Tracy, best with Bruce and all of his the bands that he plays with and all. And we will see you next week. Chris?
That's right. See you. Bye.
On 90.3 WHBC. See ya. Bye.